Hi folks, my name is Linda Emmett and welcome to Happiness is an Inside Job. We are the creators of our own reality, we create our own lives. Our mind is our biggest limit and it's our own beliefs, behaviours and habits constantly caught in those cycles that keep us trapped where we are and stand in the way of our own happiness. So throughout this podcast, we're going to take a deep dive into some of those beliefs, habits and patterns, where they show up in your lives and what you can do to change them. Hi Noodles, how are we all doing? On this week's podcast, what I want to dive into is letting go. And that's letting go and moving into a place of forgiveness and surrender. And this particular topic, as many of us have, I have struggled with for years. When I hear the word surrender, I often think that's just giving up the fight, giving up the battle, losing hope, and yeah, just lying down and dying, just becoming a doormat, have no boundaries, just let people do what they like when I hear the word surrender. And it's taken me a long, long time to develop a different understanding of it and what it means for us to let go. And to let go of all the gunk and emotional baggage we're carrying from past wrongs, past hurts that are showing up in our lives today. So first looking at, you know, how not letting go impacts our expectations, what we expect from people. And for as long as we're seeing people through our own eyes and what we would do in the situation is as long as we'll have our expectation of those people, and 9 out of 10 times they will let us down. We will feel disappointed or disrespected in some way. And that is not because that person isn't showing up in their way and doing the things for us in their way. It is because we had a particular expectation of what we would do in that situation. And when they don't hit that bar, that's when we start getting frustrated and annoyed that they're not showing us in our way. So it's letting go of the expectations we have of other people and how they should show up in accordance to our book of rules on life, and allowing ourselves to open up and learn and open our eyes and see how they are showing up, see what they are doing and possibly what we're doing to ignite or carry on that behavior within others. How we're not, we're setting the expectation, and when they're not doing exactly what we want, we're getting angry, we're getting frustrated, we're feeling unappreciated, or we're trying to completely control. So these things, these expectations we have of others, we can hold on to for decades. We can live our lives through those eyes. And unless we're willing to look at what we expect from others and what we're willing to let go of ourselves, what we're willing to release and allow the space for the other person to show up in their way, in how they do things, like, you know, our love styles. Different people love in different ways. Some people grew up in an extremely affectionate family. So they show affection to absolutely everybody. There's other people grew up with no affection shown in their family. So that behaviour just wasn't ingrained in the foundations. So they might not necessarily be extremely affectionate. It doesn't mean they don't love deeply. It's just that's not a learned behaviour. But if we're expecting them to show up with huge affection or huge bunches of flowers or huge whatever it is, whatever it looks like, and they're not, we can then feel unloved when that's not reality. So letting go of our own expectations of what we want from people and allowing them to show up in their own way is huge to our own happiness and well-being, because you're letting that love in their way, you're letting that kindness in their way, and it means that overall both parties in a relationship are much happier. And when we hold on to things, when we hold on to grudges from the past, it's like living with a phantom menace, a demon that we're carrying. Pain can often be for us pain from our past and lack of forgiveness. And this is something I've learned hugely, especially in the past few years, how much I wasn't forgiven and how much I wasn't letting go. And that comes down to, even down to people dying. There's anger and resentment I've held on to against people that have died because they died, because they left, because they abandoned me, because I had to manage the world without them in it. And I did hold on to that. And that was keeping me stuck. That was stopping me from opening my heart to new people, because I was stuck in the release and the forgiving, the letting go. And this can often keep us stuck in our own lives. We're buried in every excuse, every reason, every justification we have for staying stuck. Like, I will see this show up with clients. I see it show up in my own life. When we're not moving forward with something, when we're not diving into a new space or opening our hearts or creating change, the change we want, or reaching the goals we want, we'll hear our own stuckness coming up. Well, I'm doing this because, or I'm not stepping into that new thing because. And we've all these reasons and all these justifications that we will not let go of. And what that does is it creates huge pain in our own lives. It keeps us in rage, frustration, anger, and that punishment space. That punishing, you want to punish those past hurts, those people that harmed you. And what we end up effectively doing when we don't let go is we're punishing people in the present. And the main person we're punishing is ourselves. So none of this is to say that we haven't been hurt by people in the past. We haven't had wounds. We haven't justification for feeling wounded and hurt. But I say this often, and I say this to clients, often it is bad enough what has happened in the past. It's bad enough that trauma, that pain, that wound, that debt, that grief, it's bad enough that happened all those years ago. But what's worse is how it's impacting your life now, because you're holding on to it. We're holding on for weeks, days, years. And this is hugely impacting our perception on life itself, our perception on who we are, our perception on other people, on how safe the world is, all of these things. And this is when we're not letting go of those wounds we're carrying. We're burdening ourselves. And carrying resentment and rage is like taking a little bit of poison each day and expecting the other person to die. We're polluting ourselves. We're polluting our own world. So looking at what it means for us to actually start the process of letting go, because I know when I heard this and letting go and forgiveness, I was kind of, well, how do you even do that? How do you begin to actually let go of your pain, your wounds? And does that leave you wide open for other people to re-harm you and re-hurt you? But it doesn't. It lets go of all the patterns and all the behaviours that were created from that. Whether you're very guarded, you're hyper-vigilant, you have to control every situation because you don't want to give up control, because control makes you feel safe. But if you're controlling absolutely everything, including your external environment and other people, that can hugely negatively impact you in the present and in now. So letting go of what wounded you and what hurt you allows you the space to let go of all the patterns that you've brought forward because of it, and therefore allowing you to, freeing you to be who you are and open your heart to what's in your reality now. Because a lot of us, although we've left the environments that wounded and hurted us, whether that's a relationship, whether that's your childhood, wherever it is, externally we've left those environments. Internally, we're still behaving in accordance to what happened to us then and the pain that we felt then. And we're minding ourselves because we still have them wounds. And letting go is allowing yourself to heal those wounds. And when we talk about forgiveness, and this comes up for me even at workshops that I do and events and things like that, when I mention the word forgiveness, what does come up at different events is, well, you know, I was abused, and how can I forgive the perpetrator of this abuse? I don't want to forgive that person. I don't want to. It's not about, forgiveness is not about the other person. Forgiveness is about you. Forgiveness is about letting go of the wounds, the healing, allowing the wounds to heal. It's letting go of all the patterns that were created from that wound. all the mechanisms, the coping mechanisms that you've built around that trauma, because they're keeping you in stuckness, they're keeping you in pain, they're keeping you being triggered. It's perfectly normal, okay, and the right thing to do to have healthy boundaries around minding yourself from where you are now and protecting yourself from any form of abuse whatsoever in the present. But if that's all you're seeing in other people, and that's all you're expecting because these wounds are sitting front and center and your patterns are coming from the wounds, that's keeping you stuck. That's keeping you where you are. That's keeping your view, your perception of other people, what it is, seeing them as possible attacks, possible taking advantage, seeing people and the world in this way. So forgiveness is about letting go of the pain and the gunk that you're carrying. Forgiveness is forgiving yourself for being a child or for staying in the relationship, for all of these things. A lot of the time, forgiveness comes back to ourselves. The weaker part of ourselves that didn't shout and scream or that didn't leave sooner or all of these things. That's what lies in forgiveness. And when we forgive and forgive ourselves and forgive enough to let go of the pain and allow it to heal, not allow it to remain a part of our identity, that's when we can begin to move forward. That's when our own life can change and we're living in the now and we're not living in the energy that part created, the energy that wound created, and not having that part of us in the driving seat, driving all our behaviours and mechanisms. Pain itself from lack of forgiveness it's trapped life energy within us that has literally turned on ourselves. We stay in victim mode, feeling hurt, feeling wounded, and this is where it impacts us so much in our own lives. This is why forgiveness is so important for us. It's never been about the other person. It's about letting go of the pain that we are carrying, freeing ourselves from the pain, setting up those healthy boundaries, understanding what caused us the pain the most. And because lack of forgiveness is us living in our past and not being in our present. And this is where we unconsciously make choices from because of our view of the world. So when we take time to look at some of the parts of our own lives and where we're not forgiven, where we have those expectations of others or where we have past wounds, it's asking ourselves questions like, where would I be if I let go of this pain? How would I be each day? How would I show up differently for me, in my relationships? What habits or patterns would I be free of? What would change there? What can it be, you know, is it addiction? Is it control? Is it frustration? Is it obsession? Is it paranoia? What would you let go of if you were able to forgive? If you were able to forgive yourself and forgive others? And when we're holding on to resentment and rage and anger, this is the frequency and the energy that we're living at. This is how we're showing up to the world. And this is how we're polluting ourselves with this lower energy. And when we refuse to let go, we carry on in a controlled space, thinking if we dominate outside of ourselves, we dominate our relationships, we dominate our work, we dominate our business, and we stay trapped in these spaces, becoming the workaholic, becoming the imposter, showing up as what you think you need to be rather than showing yourself, burying ourselves in addictions, all of these things, all because of our lack of forgiveness. And when we choose to let go, that is when we can start showing up as ourselves. So looking at some of the ways that we can look at letting go. And first, it is in understanding where your lack of forgiveness is, because bearing in mind that is a lack within, and it depletes your capacity to love, because we can only love from where we are ourselves, and we can only love from what we have forgiven. If we're holding on to things we haven't forgiven, that's the boundaries we're putting in front of love, whether that be opening up ourselves to a new relationship, going for a new job, launching a new career, writing a book, joining that soccer team, whatever it is, whatever we're holding on to is what's keeping us stuck. And living in stuckness is it's living in the waiting room of your own life. It's not allowing the love in, the love and the joy in what you want to do, the love and the joy in the relationships, the love and the joy in letting your children grow and go out into the world, letting go of protection mechanisms, letting go of fierce protection of others, control of others. It's all letting go, and it all starts with forgiveness. And one of the practices that I do that I really struggled with at the start, because as I say, to forgive is to surrender. It's to let go. It's to release. And one of the things that I was taught to do many years ago was a visualization. And I use it regularly now. And I find it really, really works for me. Now, there's many practices, but I do want to share this particular one, which is I imagine that. And I get into a nice visual space. I'll relax on the bed, in the chair, or sometimes if I'm stuck in traffic, and I'll just allow myself relax and start with breathing in deeply, relaxing my system, being aware of my surroundings, my hand on the wheel or wherever I am, where I'm lying, the bed supporting me. And I see myself in a boat, a canoe, which I'm not huge fans of, but I see myself out there and trying to paddle upstream, trying to go against the current that is life itself. I'm trying to get upstream, struggling to go the opposite direction. And I see myself and I see and feel all the resentments I have. Now, for me, I create them within the water or like bubbles around me. The things I'm holding on to, the things that I'm getting angry about, the things that are really chewing me up. And I see them in front of me. I see them. We're in the stream. We're in the water, like bubbles around me. And the struggle I have, struggling, trying to get up that stream. And then I take a deep breath and I let go of the oars. I literally have my hands clenched like I'm holding those oars, and then I just open my hands and unclench and see those oars just gone, just drifting away in the water. And then just seeing the water and feeling the water just carry me in the opposite direction and letting go of all that I was struggling against and fighting against, and allowing the current of life itself just to take me in the direction that I've to go, and breathing and feeling okay. And sometimes I will allow myself to just then find myself in the midst of that water after it's calmed and I'm not fighting to go upstream. When it calms and I feel into that peace out in the middle of the calm waters, no oars, just sitting in that canoe, just allowing life to happen around me and not getting caught up, just being in that space. I create a landscape around me and I just breathe. And I allow myself to notice the difference between what it felt to be trying to paddle manically upstream and what it feels like now that I've let go. And I talk myself through the different things each time. I bring a different intention of what I've to forgive. And I find this a beautiful exercise to do. And it really, really works for me. Another thing that really is powerful is journaling. Getting it out of your head, getting it down on paper. You see yourself. It's a reflection of you, but it's right in front of you instead of in your head. Putting that on paper, seeing what you're holding on to, asking yourself the patterns that you're creating from it, the habits, the behaviours, what you're doing to numb out from those feelings, and then putting it all on paper and burning it. Now, you know, I'm the queen of fire. I love fire. I use it in the fire walks, ceremonies, all it. So fire is really huge in my life. But you can rip it, you can bury it. But I find burning it, watching it turn to ash, watching it just melt away. And again, that's a release. And you may need to do this a number of times. You may need to keep going back and keep doing it. And forgiveness, especially if it's been in there a long time, resentments or hurts or wounds, take some time to heal. But allowing ourselves that space, that time to heal those wounds, to heal those patterns, so as we can be much more present in our own lives, rather than living from where we grew up or our past relationship or wherever it is. It's allowing you to be free. Forgiveness and letting go is your freedom, not the other person's. So go on, folks. Get out there, get in your boat, and just allow yourself that freedom. Just allow yourself be free. So that's it for me for this week, guys. I hope you've really enjoyed it and got some fabulous takeaways. And as always, I invite you to connect in with me across social media or check me out on my website, www.yourgifttoyou.com, or email me, linda@yourgifttoyou.com, guys, because I'd love to hear from you and any topics you'd like for us to talk about or any more learnings that you want. And please remember, give me those reviews because it keeps the podcast getting out there to more people. So chat to you very soon, guys. Bye-bye.